The Mapleton Village Board meeting last night was expected to address recent racial comments by a trustee. Instead, it brought to light government dysfunction that resulted in 6 resignations and 1 impromptu swearing in. As if that weren't enough, the board also issued a no-confidence vote in first-term Mayor Carl Bishop. Last night, the board accepted the resignation of 2 village employees, a trustee, the treasurer, the village attorney, and before the meeting was over, the clerk, Trustee Mike Beecham.
Since we've been sworn in April, it has been nothing but turmoil, and I think the consensus by the 4-1 vote and no confidence in the mayor showed that.
Mapleton is a village of about 250 people. It recently made news for inflammatory comments Trustee Alice Daly made back in May during a committee meeting. Daly said something to the effect of having too many colored people coming into town to play ball at Hollis Recreation Center. The offensive comment didn't end there. She continued laying out ways to divert people out of town with detour signs. But the context of that committee discussion was not about ways to herd those visiting Mapleton out of town. Rather, it was about having a main road closure and how to detour people to the rec center and get them back out safely. But that information was seemingly left out when the mayor communicated with the Peoria NAACP. Pastor Marvin Hightower is the president of the Peoria branch. He says they were told the racial comments would be addressed at last night's meeting.
I just thought from just this meeting that it was because of a safety issue, not because of a road project. But now that enters in another facet of why it needs to be addressed, so that everybody could have the whole story, that it could be addressed, and a resolution could come to the story.
But in the meeting, Hightower and other members of the NAACP were told the board had not yet formally handled the matter. In fact, the board voted to take the mayor's requested agenda item condemning the comments into executive session that was scheduled for the end of the meeting. Trustee Mike Beecham says he understands why the NAACP attended the meeting expecting answers.
At the last meeting, it was stated that was going to be discussed through a committee, and then, you know, a resolve possibly was going to be expressed at this board meeting. But as we didn't have the amount of trustees really appointed or the amount of trustees assigned to committees, we couldn't have committee meetings to look over the evidence or discuss the matter.
Beecham says they're not trying to dodge the conversation. Rather, they're just not able to function the way they should. In June, Mayor Bishop asked for the resignation of 3 of the board trustees. Trustee Mark Brining says the most recent resignation of a trustee and the unfilled position make their day-to-day operations difficult.
Right now, we can't even pay bills because we don't have a trustee. We have just made an agreement with the treasurer that quit that she would help us get the bills paid. But we're probably going to have another 30 days, and then we're going to be finding somebody, have to be getting somebody in the position.
Brining says the board and village are in a tangled-up mess. This may be a time a public body could most benefit from having legal counsel. But Trustee Beecham says that's another area that's taken a hit.
The lawyer's resignation letter kind of stated, because of circumstances that are coming forward through these meetings, that he doesn't feel comfortable being the representative of this village.
Amid the 6 resignations the Mapleton Village Board of Trustees accepted during the regular monthly meeting, the body also restored 1 position. Liz Wrench is one of the trustees the mayor asked to resign, but her resignation was rescinded and the village clerk administered the oath, all in the same meeting. The no-confidence vote in Mayor Carl Bishop is largely symbolic, but it may best serve to inform the Mapleton community of the Board of Trustees' concerns. I'm Tanya Kuntz.